Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is a Thunder and Lightning Extra here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining me. Looking forward to this conversation ever since I lined it up just yesterday. We've been talking a lot about this Mississippi State-Florida game and some similarities it had to the game against the Gators in 2004. Two teams that were coming into the game with some frustration. An early kickoff, a Florida coach on the hot seat. Maybe a similar situation. That was a very famous win that day for the Bulldogs. Who better to talk about it with than the man who quarterbacked the Bulldogs to victory on that day? Omar Connor joins us now. Coach Omar Connor down there at Hines Community College. Omar, before we start talking about this game, what got you into coaching?
Oh, man. Just wanted to give back to kids. Wanted to give back what somebody gave to me. You know, when I came up playing, I had people like Coach Miller and Coach Shorter and them that was on me when I was younger. So, man, I want to do the same thing they did for me.
Coach Shorter is still on a lot of kids these days, isn't he?
Man, okay.
One thing I like to ask former athletes who go into coaching is, you know, when any man, I think, takes something from the male role models that he has, the father, an uncle, and certainly a coach, what's something that Coach Kroom used to say a lot that you catch yourself saying now?
Man, the football is going to humble you. Like life. I think people forget how football, like, it's just like life. You got to add your skills just like you do on football. So you got to add skills to life to survive.
Going into that game, you know, obviously it had been a frustrating season for you guys. You'd started off with the win against Tulane and then, you know, some losses. That was, I remember that day very clearly in Starkville. And one of the things I always say about that game is there may have been 30,000 people in the stadium when it started, but if you asked around now, there were about 100,000 people in the stadium because everybody says they were there at the end. What was Coach Kroom's message to the team coming into that game?
Knee injury, as a matter of fact. I had just tore my knee up when we had to play LSU, so it's kind of like the message was always, man, God, let Luke just play. I think we were playing so tight at the moment, you know what I'm saying? I don't think kids, like, at the time we were kids, so we didn't think how scenario, how serious it was. But then you realize, Coach Kroom just said, be you, man. Everybody at Mississippi State was recruited for a reason. There's a reason why you at Mississippi State. And I think God found his part into what Coach Kroom was saying. The message was, man, you're in front of your home crowd. You're in front of your students. You're in front of your peers, man. Just go play football.
When you think about that season, you know, offensively there were some struggles early in the year. That day, for whatever reason, what you guys wanted to do offensively worked against Florida. How early in the game were you in the huddle with Jarius and those guys saying, guys, what we're doing here, the game plan is working?
And the first, we trained the West Coast offense, and all of a sudden, Crow puts me in the shotgun, something that I've been doing my whole career in high school. So now I'm in the shotgun the whole game. So, you know, now that's just what I do. Me and Jerry Norton, we're in a spread offense, so it's time to work.
I've always said that. I've always asked a lot of quarterbacks that question. When you look at the way offenses run now in college football, do you ever just think, man, I was born just a little too early?
Man, I was too early. I was especially the last couple offense Mississippi State had.
Yeah.
Man, you think about it, it was from the Mike Leach, from now what Coach Lev doing, even the Dan Mullen offense, man, I would have killed that offense.
I can't tell you how many Mississippi State fans have had that conversation, Omar, of like, man, Omar Connor and Jarius Norwood and Dan Mullen's offense would have been a sight to see. It would have been. That day, I thought one of the biggest plays in the game, because Florida, you know, you guys score, you get out early, Florida comes back. I thought the punt return by Jonathan Lowe is maybe the biggest play in that game. He had been threatening all year to break one. Finally got loose in there and got the score. Was that the turning point of the game for you? Was that when you were like, we got him?
Oh, yeah. That was the turning point right there. Because now we still have the momentum back, you know. And now they realize, like, it's a dog fight. You know, they thought they hit us with a punch. We were just going to go there and lay down. It was different. I mean, when J-Lo scored that touchdown, now everybody on the sideline, everybody in the game now, everybody off their seat.
There are plays in Mississippi State history that everybody knows. Like when you say Jarius Norwood's run versus Florida, everybody knows it. Everybody has seen it. Everybody loves the Jack Crystal call where he says, if they get him for celebrating, I'm going to shoot him. Something like that. You know, what is that play? To talk us through the call When you break the huddle, do you go? You look at the defense and you're like, we got them here. We're gonna score.
Man, we got them. Think about the play we'll call sprint left draw.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, think about it. The draw been working the whole night because I've been sprinting out. I've been moving the pocket the whole game. So this time is they thought it was gonna be the sprint out pass for me. But when I sprinted out, I had the ball to J Rod late on the draw, and they was out of alignment. J Rod cut that thing back, and man, the whole line was blocking. The receiver was blocking, and everybody was engaging. Man, it was a touchdown for you know.
Yeah. I've always said about Jairus Norwood, and I really truly believe this, that if he had gone to USC and Reggie Bush had gone to Mississippi State, we would talk about Jairus Norwood the way we talk about Reggie Bush, that he was talented.
He was that good. J-Rod was different. Not only he was a good football player, he was a good person. And you know, when you're a good person, man, you know, I think good comes from a good person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, football, it was easy for J-Rod because he worked his tail off, and he reaped the rewards of what he put in the game.
There's some friends of mine did an interview with him a couple weeks ago or last week. They said there's a great story about him at the Falcons facility hunting and like just walking around with a shotgun or something because he was just hunting off of the property and everybody was freaked out. Apparently, he is the most Mississippi kid you'll ever want to meet.
Hey, don't surprise.
You know, when you think about when you have that 11 a.m. kickoff, right? So you get the early game. Now you've got the whole day to go around Starkville, maybe go hit some frat houses, go do whatever you're going to do. What's the part of that day after the game that you remember the most?
Yeah, I just remember, man, after the game, my family was sitting there waiting on me. And I'm like, y'all, mama, I got to go. You know, my mom, my dad, all my sisters and my brothers. And I can remember that we get to the door and see everybody getting dressed fast. I'm like, well, what's the point? What's the move, you know? Shoot, by that time, we went to Rick, downtown, and conditioners. Man, it's all lit.
Yeah. That was a fun day. You know, you guys had the win the next week against Kentucky. And obviously didn't finish the season the way you wanted. What's the memory of your time at Mississippi State that stands out the most to you? Is it this game or is it another one?
Man, I think that game and a UAB game when I dove across the foul.
Yeah.
I just think, and my most memories is, man, just meeting good dudes.
Yeah.
You know, man, you be like Coach Coon used to tell us all the time. The guys that you meet at Mississippi State are going to be the guys going to be your friends for a lifetime. And I can count on my hand now. Like, I talk to the majority of all my old teammates almost every week. And, you know, so those friendships, those bonds, is going to last for a lifetime.
That really is a special bond that former football players share. Omar, I'm glad you're able to share some time with us today. I know you're a busy man headed up to Mississippi Delta today. Wish you guys luck in that game. And, man, we hope to talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for your time today.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.